Can't Win Me Back. Chapter 1938. Alyssa asked, "Do you think that there's some connection between Jameson and Cheryl? My sense of smell won't go wrong, but relying solely on this is not convincing enough. Maybe it's just a coincidence." Jasper was rational. But he always believed that Justin was aloof, so how could he associate with someone like Jameson? After a moment of contemplation, Alyssa said coldly, "I wonder how long Justin will stay in Solana City this time. If he's going back after visiting Lauren, then it's fine. But if he stays longer, you need to have someone monitor his movements at all times. If Cheryl does have a connection with Jameson, Justin must know him as well. He'll surely contact Jameson if he prolongs his stay in Solana City. But I really hope they're not acquainted. You really look up to him, after all. I'm glad you see Justin that way, Lys." Jasper breathed a sigh of relief, but his arms tightened around her waist even more. "I'm not afraid of anything. I'm only afraid of losing you." Alyssa pursed her lips and poked his chest. "Mr. Beckett, can you stop thinking about romance all the time? We're under siege here." She was afraid he'd lose everything he had built. Unfortunately, Jasper only had the mind of a love-struck teenager. Lauren had just woken up, so she was still weak. After gathering her strength to share a moment with Landon, she drifted off into a deep sleep. While she slept, Justin visited her and earnestly inquired about her current condition. Even in his short visit, he showed his deep affection for his younger sister, embodying the care of an elder brother. That day was a joyous day for Javier, who had been in distress for days. His daughter had woken up, and his eldest son had returned from abroad. Consequently, he immediately had Rory prepare a sumptuous dinner at Seaview Manor to welcome Justin back. Justin went back to Seaview Manor with Newton and Javier first, while Jasper sent Alyssa, who hadn't had a good rest for several days, back to the villa before hurrying back to Seaview Manor. As soon as he entered, he saw Barry and the helpers bustling about, moving things around. The coffee table was piled high with large and small gift boxes. "What are these?" Jasper asked Barry. "Mr. Jasper, these are the souvenirs Mr. Justin prepared for Mr. Newton, Mr. Javier, you, and Ms. Lauren," Barry said happily. "Mr. Newton and Mr. Javier have already seen them. They're quite pleased, especially Mr. Javier. Each gift suits his taste. I haven't seen him smile so happily in a long time." Jasper narrowed his eyes and casually opened one of the gift boxes. Inside was an antique vase that was seemingly worth over $8 million. This item alone was worth a fortune. "Considering every thigh combined, our Stingits THST at were indeed extravagant." Jasper's thin lips tightened into a straight line. It had been a long time since Seaview Manor's dining Rogni Hay liveliness. That night, to accommodate Justin's health, the dishes or table were a mostly Tihoi Thaver. Chapter 1939. Justin abstained from alcohol, drinking only the finest tea as he chatted with Javier and Jasper. They discussed everything from Mosgravia's climate to its cultural customs. Newton only occasionally interjected, maintaining a calm demeanor. He was neither overly affectionate nor distant toward Justin. "Lauren is blessed. Once this ordeal is over, it will be smooth sailing from here on out? Justin asked with concern. Mr. Landon seems deeply attached to Lauren. From what I saw today, are they about to get married? Once Lauren recovers, I plan to arrange their marriage, Javier replied. The thought of marrying off his daughter filled him with both relief and a hint of reluctance. That's wonderful. Lauren and Mr. Landon make a perfect couple. I'll be sure to prepare a generous gift for their wedding day. Justin, the gift you brought for Lauren this time is already quite valuable. It's more than enough as a dowry. There's no need to spend more. Javier chuckled. That's not enough. Justin smiled gently. She's your only daughter and my only sister. We must cherish her twice as much. I've been living alone in Mosgravia these past years and haven't fulfilled my duties as a brother. Now that my physical condition has improved, I want to do everything I can for my siblings, that way, I can find some peace of mind. Touched, Javier's eyes welled up. I'm really happy for you to say that, Justin. Justin, the gifts you brought today truly opened my eyes, Newton chimed in with a smile, changing the subject. It seems you've been living quite comfortably in Mosgravia. Just the gifts you brought today alone probably exceed your annual dividends from Beckett Group, right? Jasper secretly glanced at Newton and silently gave him a thumbs up in his mind. I've put the annual dividends from Beckett Group into starting a few small businesses in Mosgravia and making some investments. I've had some lucky breaks and made a bit of money, Justin replied modestly. What small businesses could possibly earn you hundreds of millions of dollars? I'm genuinely curious, Justin. I'd like to learn some business tips from you, Newton half-jokingly asked. Justin replied, pharmaceuticals. Jasper pretended to be indifferent as he looked at him, but his gaze was intriguing. Oh. Pharmaceuticals can indeed be quite lucrative. Justin, you have a knack for business. Javier praised. He then continued on the topic, Mr. Lovelace of Lovelace Group in Bellbanks has abandoned medicine for business in recent years, relying on the biomedical industry to amass great wealth. His company is now one of the top pharmaceutical groups in the country. I'm finally here to reunite with all of you after being so long apart. Discussing business matters seems dull. It all boils down to making money anyway, Justin remarked casually. He then suddenly focused his gaze on Jasper's face, his Esiel and Jaspity, I'm sincerely happy for you and Ms. Alyssa for reconciling. Jasper smiled faintly. Thank you, Justin. Last month, I came across an item that caught my eye. Te Agatushan Tins Grey Ladwood Tid would be perfect for Ms. Alyssa, so I bought it. As Justin said that, he reached into his suit and pulled out an exquisite, slender satin line Hockhenan. Pusidio was the center of the table. When you go back, please give it to Ms. Alyssa as a token of my congratulations to you both. Jasper hesitated for a moment before rising to take the box. The moment he opened it, his eyes widened, and his handsome face suddenly darkened. Inside the box lay an exquisitely crafted crystal hair clip. Chapter 1940. When I saw this hair clip, I really liked it and thought it would suit Ms. Alyssa, Justin said with a warm and sincere smile. Jasper, it's just a small token of my congratulations. I hope you'll like it. With a snap, Jasper closed the satin-lined box and pushed it back to the center of the table. His eyes darkened with an inscrutable depth. This gift is too valuable. I can't accept it, but I'll thank you on behalf of Lys. Justin showed no sign of embarrassment. He still maintained his gentle smile as he met Jasper's gaze. What are you doing, Jasper? Javier intervened, his displeasure evident. Justin has come back after so long and generously prepared gifts for the family, even considering your girlfriend. Are your standards so high that you can't even appreciate what he has given? Think about how Justin has treated you since childhood. Even if you don't like it, you shouldn't refuse. It's so rude. Don't get worked up, Dad. Justin coughed lightly before saying gently, "It's nothing serious. We're finally all together as a family. Let's not let a small matter spoil the atmosphere. Jasper, just accept Justin's gift." He was just being thoughtful, Newton added, giving Jasper a meaningful glance. He was on Jasper's side, but from his perspective, he couldn't see what was inside the box. He just wanted to smooth things over. After all, Jasper's relationship with Javier had only recently begun to improve. There was no need to create more tension over such a trivial matter. Jasper clenched his fists under the table, his emotions churning in his eyes. "Justin, if you had given something else, I would have gladly accepted it. But you gave a hair clip. I cannot accept this." Justin raised an eyebrow imperceptibly at those words. "Men giving women hair clips as a symbol of love is a tradition in our country." Jasper's voice was low and tinged with a hint of coldness. "Lys is your sister-in-law, Justin. The gift you've chosen doesn't seem appropriate to me." Newton suddenly realized what had happened. No wonder Jasper's expression had changed so drastically earlier. If it were him, he would have exploded by now. Javier frowned. "Jasper, are you being too sensitive? Justin is a man. How could he possibly understand women's accessories? You're being too picky. I'm sorry." Justin smiled with some embarrassment. "I've been living abroad for so long that I've forgotten about these customs and traditions. Please forgive me, Jasper." Jasper's gaze deepened. "It's okay." Feeling stifled, Jasper made an excuse and left the table to get some fresh air in the backyard. Although he had said it was fine, how could he truly feel that way? Most of the gifts Justin brought were expensive antiques. While abroad, his living environment exuded classical elegance, with artistic flair evident everywhere. How could he not understand the significance of giving a hair clip to a woman? Jasper tugged at his tie but still felt suffocated. Had Justin really forgotten about that tradition, or was he testing his boundaries? Just then, voices from the garden interrupted his thoughts. Jasper walked over to see Barry and the helpers gathered in the pavilion by the pond, observing something with great interest. The two helpers greeted respectfully, "Mr. Jasper. What's going on in there?" Jasper asked casually. "It's Ms. Gillis who came back with Mr. Justin. She's treating Adgyrd, one of the helpers exclaimed with admiration. "We don't know how the doe hurt its leg, but it was writhing in pain. Pithy groundery was going tokel of it, bit Ms. Gillis bandaged the doe's leg herself. She's really skilled." Jasper's indifferent gaze fell on Cheryl. Her beautiful face was serene as she kneeled on one knee. Her clean, white pants were stapy mith didy, but she paid ho attention to it. She focused only on bandaging the injured doe's leg. Her movements were deft and skilled, indicating her professionalism. The scene before Jasper caused his eyes to narrow slightly. "You're all right now," Cheryl said softly, gently patting the doe's hindquarters. "Go play." The doe stood up unsteadily and tested its injured front leg before darting out of the pavilion with a bleat. It brushed past Jasper as it went. Chapter 1941. Mr. Jasper. Cheryl stood up and walked over to Jasper with a smile. "Ms. Gillis. The doe was injured, and I bandaged it without permission. I hope I didn't violate any of your family rules," Cheryl said softly, her eyes filled with affection. Jasper remained indifferent, maintaining his distant demeanor toward her. "No, Ms. Gillis. That was really kind of you. We should thank you. When I was working as a doctor without borders in Luminara, I used to treat injured soldiers and civilians. I never thought my skills would come in handy for animals too." Cheryl sighed, shaking her head. Jasper's dark eyes churned with hidden emotions. In an instant, distant and elusive memories flooded his mind. Back then, in Luminara, he infiltrated the terrorist organization and fought desperately. His arm was slashed, and his leg was hit by a bullet. He was basically on the brink of death. It was White Dove who stopped his bleeding, treated his wounds, and fought to bring him back to the base camp, saving his leg. "Oh, my head. I'm feeling dizzy." Cheryl suddenly frowned, and her body swayed. The next moment, she unexpectedly fell toward Jasper. Jasper snapped out of his thoughts at once, but it was too late. "Hey! Watch out, Ms. Gillis." Fortunately, Xavier dashed out like a ferret and swiftly stabilized Cheryl. Jasper immediately stepped back, keeping a safe distance from her. "Thank you." Cheryl clenched her fists discreetly, with a hint of coldness flashing in her eyes. "Ms. Gillis, you've traveled a long way with Justin and have been looking after him. You must be tired." "You should rest," Jasper said coldly before turning away and striding off. "Shall I walk you to your room, Ms. Gillis?" Xavier offered, playing the role of the helpful gentleman. "No thanks. I'm not that weak," Cheryl replied, pushing him away with annoyance. Xavier scratched his head. Just a moment ago, she seemed weak and unable to care for herself, but now she pushed him with considerable strength. After the family dinner, Jasper escorted Newton back to Crescent Bay while Justin stayed at Seaview Manor with Cheryl. Even though he had been gone for over a decade, Justin's room at Seaview Manor remained untouched, and it was cleaned weekly. "Mr. Justin, it seems that Mr. Javier still values you. You can rest assured," Cheryl said as she brought water and medicine to Justin. Justin sifted through the colorful pills with his long fingers, his face partially concealed in shadow. "But Grandpa still has suspicions about me. He's just an old man on his last legs. Even if he has doubts, he can't do anything. Besides, you're his oldest grandson. How could he hurt you?" Cheryl's tone dripped with disdain. Recent events with Sofia's two daughters have made Javier reassess his relationship with M. Jasper. Austin seth a pill and swallowed it. If I hadn't returned at this time, Javier might have forgotten about me entirely. The situation might have slipped out of my control. Cheryl kneeled before him and looked at him in admiration. You're so wise, Mr. Justin. Smiling, Justin patted her cheek as if she were a pet. By the way, Jameson heard about your return and contacted me, saying he wants to meet you. That fool. Justin leaned back, a dangerous glint flickering in his ex's. Countless eyes aldrieving ts incessiate, can't act rashly. By the way, how was his attitude toward you when you tested him earlier? Cheryl hesitated for a moment, then shook her head in frustration. Yakper is very loyal. No kind will his Hayatalo faz a place for the person he's fallen in love with. It doesn't have room for anyone else. That's okay. That's what makes it interesting. Justin opened the satin-lined box once again. He took out the hair clip and played with it under the moonlight. Suddenly, his brow furrowed, and he broke the hair clip in half. One day, you won't be able to refuse me anymore. Chapter 1942. On the way back to Crescent Bay, Xavier was driving with Ben in the passenger seat while Newton and Jasper sat in the back. Typically, they would chat endlessly, but they seemed unusually silent tonight. As they neared their destination, Newton sighed and placed his weathered hand on Jasper's shoulder. Jasper, I know Justin went too far tonight and upset you. I'm fine, Grandpa, Jasper replied with a faint smile. Under the dim light, his face was indescribably handsome yet cold. Don't take it to heart, Jasper, Newton continued to comfort him. He's my brother and my life savior. I can let it go this time. Jasper's words implied that if there was a next time, he wouldn't tolerate it again. He was Alyssa's husband, not a doormat. He couldn't tolerate any man harboring intentions toward Lys under any pretext. I think Justin won't stay too long. He'll probably return to Mosgravia in a few days. In places where he's present, try not to let Alyssa show up. Newton continued, Alyssa is such an outstanding girl. She's so captivating and radiant that men can't help but be drawn to her. No matter how composed and aloof a man may appear, his true nature will reveal itself when he encounters a woman he's interested in. This is especially true for men from our family. When they find someone they're attracted to, they throw conventional ethics out the window. Your clueless dad is a perfect example. Newton shook his head incessantly. Javier was probably sneezing continuously by now, wondering who the heck was talking behind his back. Grandpa, love isn't about constraints and control. Love is about understanding and companionship. Jasper's voice was low and firm, but his long lashes hid a certain emotion. Lys just needs to be herself. I can protect her. And I have confidence that no one can separate us. Oh, silly, the world is complex. Just because you two have a good relationship doesn't mean you can rest easy. Look at Lauren and Landon. Don't they have a good relationship? But they still endured so much torment. Landon almost lost his life just to have a chance to stay with Lauren. Grandpa, you seem to be quite emotional tonight. What's wrong? Jasper couldn't help but frown in confusion. Newton took a deep breath and said solemnly, "In any case, you and Alyssa should try to avoid interacting with Justin as much as possible. And if one day Justin returns to Solana City, no matter what he does, try to avoid direct conflicts with him." Jasper's expression turned cold and serious as he said, "Grandpa, you know I'm not someone who's afraid to take a stand or shy away from challenges. It's true that Justin saved me, but that doesn't mean I'll let him suppress me forever and give in to everything without limits. If one day he does something I can't tolerate, even if Dad supports him, I won't let it slide. You must endure what others cannot to achieve great things." Newton's face reddened, clearly getting agitated. "What if Justin asks me to give up the position of president?" Jasper's eyes darkened as he posed a key question. The atmosphere in the car became even more oppressive. Sensing the deadlock between Newton and Jasper, Ben and Xavier sat upright, not daring to make a sound. Newton slowly clenched his fist and spoke each word seriously. "Ju, don't confront him, redo TGLMUND, he won't be able to take the position of heir. The heir I favor has always been you, Grandpa." Jasper's expression showed his surprise as waves of emotion surged within him. "LF, Justin really has designs on the position of heir, I'll deal underscore with him. Oh, you won't ND for Ointaveen don't want THSK my most beloved grandson caught in the crossfire." Newton firmly held Jasper's hand, letting his warmth pass on to Pepe. "Listen, Medivis, Andy Han keeps his ABISS hidden and strikes at the right moment." After dropping off Newton, Jasper's car headed toward Alyssa's villa.